This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, week 8, day 1.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good. I had a great weekend.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
It's just all good. Just had fun. Just, you know, as good as could be, I guess. I got exercise and the weather was perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
We had fun with the kids and, you know, and I also apparently live in a completely different universe than half of the, and then the other half of California.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's, we're being had, those of us staying inside.
Yes, what? Apparently we are.
Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, the thing is that at this point, if I go out and break quarantine and catch it, I'm going to be super pissed that I did 8 weeks in my house. You know, I'm going to go ahead and stick with it for a little while.
Oh, I'm sticking with it all the way through. I think I'm in for the year, other than maybe if we go back to work, but I'm not playing games with it.
No.
I found like every cold that got near me for the last 6 years, so... I don't know how, but I'm not playing games with that. No way.
Right.
But I did drive the beach. I did see people out. I did see people with their signs, give me liberty or give me death. I've seen people with their signs that say things like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not staying in jail. Whoa. All right.
Yep. Well, there's, you know, look, I mean, for some people, this is an absolute life-destroying hardship, and you can't blame them. I mean, I honestly am trying to just be cool about the whole thing and not get mad about it. It's going to come down to the choices. Scott was saying, I think this was on his little 10-minute thing last night, that like a bunch of coffee shops are opening back up, and you know, the big ones, Starbucks and Pete's. And I mean, I don't have that in front of me. I looked around a little bit this morning and didn't see it. So I don't know if he's just shooting off his mouth, but it wouldn't actually surprise me all that much. Like, people are really sort of desperate to get back to work and get them bills paid.
Yeah, I have some stories where the traffic's back up.
Oh, God.
Ugh. So
it's been the best thing about this.
Most definitely trying to get back to things. So we'll see. I don't know. I hope I'm on the losing end of this deal. In that, I hope everyone who goes out isn't getting sick, and that I'm just being extra cautious because I've had 30 colds in the years that we've had kids.
Not
in
to
this
mention,
house.
You have a kid with like a compromised system. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, need to take this more seriously even than others. People who are the most vulnerable, and so maybe it rolls back out, and those people stay in and. And everybody else, you know, there's a lot of people I talked to who are convinced they had it, even had false negatives, you know, or had tested negative, but are like, I never had anything like that before. And it happened right around this time, you know, just people who are just so sure that they had it. And,
well, there's tests. I keep reading about different tests that are popping up. I don't know where they're going to be readily available. I'm still sort of sitting here going, okay, I read your article about your new test that will tell me if I have the antibodies or this or that. Meanwhile, I don't see any place saying, come on over and get tested.
Come
here.
Get it. Right.
Right here. This is the address. Come get. I haven't seen that once.
No.
So, I don't know. But I do feel, I feel comfortable with my decision. And I imagine everybody else does with theirs. You know, when you see people out there picketing and yep. they're not wearing face masks and their signs are super aggressive. I get it. I'm not going to be mad at you.
Yeah. And please don't be mad at me either for making my decisions that I'm making. That's the other thing. Like, fine. Go do you. You do you. Please, you know, let's, could you please still physically distance from me? And can you not be mad at me?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, it's a trip. It's really, it's become political.
Well, and it's become more than political. It's become like, you're an a-hole for thinking this. From both sides, you know, it's beyond that. It's come down to individuals sort of hating each other and the choices that the other person has made. Like it's feeling ugly.
Yeah, I've seen the signs though. I am aware of what you're saying. It's cool. I mean, yeah. I think the people down south who are like, I'm going to the beach no matter what, even if I get sick. It's worth it. All right. Well, good for you.
Right.
I mean, you can tan in your yard or at a, I don't know, but.
Yeah, but you can't see other bodies tanning.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
For anybody who's alone in this whole thing, it's extra tough.
I'll tell you, that was like, when I was a little boy, going to the beach was like the thing for me just to go surfing or, but also beaches down south are filled with girls in bikinis. And to me, that was heaven on earth.
More than half the reason to go.
So, yeah, I can't say I don't understand. I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place.
The scenery is delightful.
So, good for you guys. I hope you had a good weekend.
In the meantime, Zoom continues to take over the world. I actually had two birthday parties to go to on Zoom. I only made it to one because we had a freaking irrigation explosion yesterday morning that was just.
How does that happen?
It just, you know, irrigation is tubing and tubing gets weak over the years. But
you guys must have just done it.
No, we've had that. It happened in the bamboo and that's been irrigated for several years now. And the thing is, sometimes the holes is a little, sometimes something blows out. I mean, it's just, it comes down to water pressure. And so that was a mud bath. It was great. And it was so funny because I missed this little one-year-old's Zoom party. This friend of mine has a baby and they're, you know, anything to distract. And it was so funny.
A friend of yours has a baby?
Yeah, it's the tattoo guy, Laurent. He and
oh,
his wife,
yeah,
Jessica.
Your friend's kid.
Right.
Okay. I'm like, yeesh.
Yeah. So they have a 1-year-old
with a baby. That's
no,
stupid.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. That was great.
That's me, by the way. If you're out there and you just said, I'm offended, I'm calling myself stupid, not
right.
You.
You had, were you 49 when you had your second baby?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not quite 50. I mean, please, don't put yourself in that category. It's if you have one when you're 79 that I'll be like, what is he doing?
There is no more, no. And I, no, there isn't. Mm-mm.
Hmm.
No.
So they had this party and I just didn't get back into the house in time to get on it, but he started posting up pictures and the kid is just covered in chocolate cake and I sort of looked down at my arms caked in mud and I'm like, oh, we had sort of the same day.
Oh, good.
Kind of. And then my cousin Seth, the youngest of the seven cousins, Sether, turned 50 yesterday. I know. We're all old.
The baby of the group is 50.
I know. Ah. And I'm the oldest cousin, so I've had a lot of time to get used to it. So that was fun. And then
wait,
Saturday,
so you did that, and then you
I made
also
it to
did
that
your,
one.
Your benefit.
Yes, so we did all a right. benefit for it. It's you know it's one of those programs. A lot of school systems have these where it's kind of up to the parents to give money to have things like art and music and extended science and you know to make school the way we remember public school being, where you know. It wasn't an option. You had art and music, and that was that. So now, you know, they have this thing, Spark, for this one particular school system. And actually, I will say this. Corey Rosen, our esteemed movie reviewer and improv extraordinaire, he is... in his element. I mean, he knows how to work this. He is such a good MC. He keeps things moving. He was funny. And it was actually a really fun time, like just watching the whole thing as it was unfolding and waiting around to do our part of it, which you don't know how it sounds because it sounds fine on your end. You know what I mean? And then, like, whenever you're in these Zoom calls, people's audio is just terrible. And
well,
so
that's,
hopefully
you
it
can't
sounded
control
good
all
the...
that. You do what you can on your end. Did you sing the song to the best of your abilities?
I did, Vinny.
Then the kids got what they were hoping for.
Maybe there were lots of dropouts. Who knows?
Songs did you do?
We just did one. We did "Oh Darling" by the Beatles because I love that tune. And John refused to do the Bruno Mars song I wanted to do.
Why?
Because it won't sound good. You need a whole band. You need the bass line in there. You need drums. And I'm like, okay, what song do you want to do?
So you did a Beatles song.
Yeah. Well, I like the Beatles. And those are songs I don't have to go learn or anything.
Are the kids the audience or are the parents the audience?
The parents. It was an adult show. There were parents doing stand-up, which I guess Corey had been coaching them up all week. And then actually Scott Capurro did 10 minutes, and he crushed because he has been doing audience-less stand-up for 2 months now. So he knew exactly what to do. He was great. And then there was a dance party at the end. It was magic, Finn. Magic.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty, but it took forever. We had to get in the green room at 7 p.m. And I think we got off the call at 9:45. Like, it was long.
Wow.
Very long.
Friday night, I watched a movie that probably every one of you has seen a million times. And I don't know how I haven't. I know I've seen enough ads of the thing to think I've seen it, but the truth
is,
no, it's called Old School.
Oh, yeah.
And it is...
We're going to streak on the quad!
Yeah, it's Will Ferrell's, but it must be his best movie. Right. I don't know that he's done anything that good. Maybe Anchorman is up there. Sure, Anchorman's up there, but man,
he's
that movie
good ones. Yeah.
Is so fun and so good. I was really surprised.
You watch it with the wife?
Yeah, we're after the kids go to bed, then there's a few minutes for us on the weekend. Both nights we have a few minutes to ourselves, and we take advantage of it.
Did you both make it through without falling asleep?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was laughing out loud through that whole movie. It's excellent.
You kept her up.
Yeah, I don't think she could have fallen asleep if she wanted. I really, really thought, wow. 2003. I had to look it up. I'm like, where was I when this came out? Oh, it was me still working my comeback.
In the thick of it, man.
Yep. So I wasn't exactly going to movies.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I really, really liked that a lot.
Nicole watched lizards humping at her house.
I saw your post and I thought that was, you know, a little peepish of you, but okay.
Yeah. Well, they're big and I didn't expect. I was just more not... I was just looking at them because I'm like, what is that? And then as I got closer, I realized what they were doing. And then I thought it was funny.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
Well, look. The age-old mating ritual.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Right.
Did the one hold still for the other? Or did they run around and have to kind of chase each other down?
So there's this I don't know how to describe it, but like the sundial thing that's on that wall that they were like clinging onto, and they and they hide underneath there. Oh. So then after I took it and I walked away, they were gone. So I think they left for some privacy.
Oh, they're like, God, that chick is totally staring at us.
Yeah, how rude.
I know.
Well, it's hard enough to get a lady into the mood without someone staring at you.
There's this big lady right there. You know,
the guy lizard's like, dude, would you stop it? This chick's going to turn on me any second now and call it off.
Yeah, I'm having some performance anxiety.
I was just amazed by how big they were.
Oh.
Because I'm used to the tinier ones, small ones. Wow. So when I was like, look how big they are.
How big were they? Show me with your hands.
Like this big?
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I thought they were just little lizards.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got some serious wildlife out there.
Yeah.
Martinez, where do you live?
Benicia.
Oh, Benicia.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that is, well, that's what happens in the spring. I mean,
yeah.
This weekend I was watching some birds go at it. Like, they seem like they hate each other. They're all, like, tussling and stuff. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
That's what quarantine's is having us do, is just watching animals.
Right, I know. We're watching wildlife. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Anything's better than a screen, though.
Yes, that is true. I'm doing way too much screen time.
Yeah, I don't know how you're keeping up that. Like, your Instagram level is so high, and it's been high, and you've stayed high. I'm really
I don't even
shocking.
Know how I'm doing it, truly.
I don't either.
I just got time. I have time. It's crazy. Well, like, all I'm doing is, like, gardening, pulling weeds, and sewing masks. And so, like, I just go, oh, this is cute. Take a picture of it, post it up later, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's keeping me entertained, Vinny, and watching everybody else's stuff too. Like, whenever I see you've got a story, I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, Vinny's got a story.
Well, most of my stories are the ones I'm forwarding of you guys.
I know. Or your side piece. So I'm like, oh, well, let me read that. Let me stop that story and read what he played.
I did go look at the ocean a couple times this weekend and considered going for a surf too, but it was, in that circumstance, too crowded for sure. I'm going to try this week to get out at some point. Hopefully.
Is there some surf?
Yeah, I mean, it's dependent on how windy things get, really.
Right.
So, for example, yesterday morning I went for a look and it was howling already in the morning. Oh. And the prediction was that it wasn't going to be. So that's why I went and looked. But no, it was white capped everywhere.
Yeah.
And crowded. So Sunday morning, oh, okay, I'll just go home. You know what? I'll find something else to do. And then I rode my bike.
Oh,
got some exercise. After having...
You like that. You always feel good after you exercise.
Well, it's mandatory.
Yeah.
This is what it comes down. I can't sit in this house. I would go absolutely crazy. I don't know. I don't know how anyone can.
Yeah.
Day after day, just sit there. I don't know how you can.
It's easy. I'm loving it. I'm sitting there. I never leave my house. I don't. I did go for a walk. You know, everybody goes for a walk. That's what you do. But John's like so annoyed by me when we go for a walk because I want to walk through the neighborhoods and look at the houses and, you know, go down all the little side streets and everything. He's like, I want to get exercise. I'm like, just leave me. Just go. He's like, oh, I'll stay with you.
Like, oh, geez. He doesn't go?
No. He's like, I think there's something wrong with my watch. My ring's not closed. I go, no, it's because you're walking with me. Take off, man. Go. It's fine. I'm totally fine with it. I don't know. Walk with you. I like it. I like that he wants to be with me. Oh, my God. Today, I got inline skates. So today, Johnny Mosley is bringing me wrist guards and like knee pads and crap, and I'm gonna try and get up on them. Oh.
What? How do we go from you not leaving the house and not needing exercise and being happy day after day?
I just realized that today is gonna be not that day for me. That's how. It's like, oh, here's something I'm doing. I actually had a dream about it last night that I wiped out. But those wrist guards help, right? They're like hard.
Well, the wrist guard will keep you from breaking your wrist.
That's all I need.
You can, you know, get hurt.
I'm getting old, man. I can't be landing on my hips and stuff, you know.
You can get hurt for sure. Yeah. But wrist guards are something we used at the skate parks because a fall, when your instinct is to put your hands out.
Yeah, of course. And then the world pushes back on them.
Right. You break your wrist easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're really uncomfortable, though. When you put them on, you'll say, this sucks.
Do they hold your hands like,
yes,
like that? I'm fine with that.
If they're correct, then yes, they're locking your wrist.
Yeah.
So you can
always walk around like this. Oh, no. Oh, oh, no.
I don't. I'm not into those skates. I hope that you like them.
Me
it's
too.
Not,
I hope
it's
I
not
do
for
because
me at all.
That would be if I can do it and feel some degree of that's the thing. Like regular old roller skates, the four thing with the brake in the front. I was awesome roller skater. Like I grew up roller skating and ice skating. And so I feel like if I can get it to feel like that, then I would maybe use them. Like that might be really fun. But I'm picturing like one little tiny rock in the road that just
flips me. I'm picturing you won't like it. But look, for me, I'm never putting those things on ever. If you're Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist, and he's telling you this is how I train to become a gold medal, well, how are you going to argue that?
No, you can't. And he does, like, if you've ever watched any of his videos on inline skates, he's keeps his feet together. He's not. He's just using like his knees and his hips to mush him. It's really. He says it's a really similar action.
But if you took a picture, like if you got me in those and then took a picture, I'd be sad that's how like someone's gonna see me in.
Oh, really?
I'm not into it at all. By the way, let me just change the subject real quick. I just saw this thing on MTV. It was a news story, but it's apparently a show on MTV about friends who put tattoos on each other.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
So in this case, they're calling the two women who are supposedly friends are also enemies.
Frenemies? So
they're calling them frenemies, but they're saying these two have a bumpy relationship. They've known each other since they were kids. But
why
this
would
girl
they let each other do
I don't
it?
Know I guess to be on TV, that's why
people do want that. It's a weird
so
thing.
One of the girls goes, this one posted a video of me when I was a little girl, like, you know, in high school, like young, and it had something to do with her mouth or whatever, and it made her, everyone laughed at her, and it was aww, her example of the peeing in the park,
right,
that day,
her bullying, right?
Right.
She was embarrassed by it.
And the other girl goes, this one never shaves her woman area. It's an absolute jungle.
Well,
and
how does she know?
Well, I don't
know.
Because girls see each other naked, I guess. So they each had tattoos put on each other, and neither of them were nice. Both of them put horrible things on each other.
But
and
did they get to check sign off on the thing that they were going to get?
No, that's the whole point of the show, is that you get a tattoo that you put a tattoo on your friend. And in this case, they're not necessarily friends. So the one girl put ponytails coming out of her woman area, down her thighs, and not quite halfway down her thighs, but pretty close. And the other one put a video, a reference to the thing that was in the video on the girl's chest. So the first girl's like, I've been trying to forget about this incident in my youth, my whole adult life, and she just tattooed it on me. And the other girl's like, I was supposed to go to spring break and wear a swimsuit, and now I've got ponytails coming out the sides of my...
Who agrees to this?
I don't understand. The host
this
of the show is Snooki.
Oh, for God's sake. So they're all just a bunch of... I'm a whore. Hello?
I don't know. Well, she wasn't being called Snooki. She was being called Nicole.
Oh, yes. Nicole.
Have you seen this show, Nicole?
I've seen clips of it. It's called How Far Is Tattoo Far?
Oh. Fine.
Yeah. So
that is please get me a story on that and some of the other tattoos that have been done for Tattoos Day tomorrow.
I've seen some awful ones. And
well,
then,
they're all going to be... So yeah. Is the person... physically doing it themselves?
No,
so
they have a professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so like, the friend, like what Vinny was saying, is like that friend that shows like the ponytails, for instance, they choose a tattoo and where to put it, and then that person has no choice but to just go with it.
No,
with whatever.
Don't you always have a choice? I don't want to be on your show. I'm going to not have ponytails coming out of my hoo ha. Like
I think it's the dumbest show.
Even when the tattoo artist starts to do it, aren't you like, I'm sorry.
Well, you're wearing...
You need to be near my woman area?
They wear sunglasses that blind
they're
you.
They're blackout glasses.
Yeah, yeah, throughout the entire process.
But they can feel where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
They can.
That is appalling.
Well, I just watched it before
There's
the show
no
started.
There's no hope for humanity. I am... I give up on us. That is it. It's over.
Well,
we had a good run.
Is working on it.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that's a show. All right, we're late. KLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.